Hurts into the slot back. Solomon in the hole there. Running backs are split behind Montana. Third and three. He has the ball. Montana rolling out the right. Looking toward the end zone. Throwing under pressure. Throws his pass. Caught by Clark.
Hello and welcome to the latest 49ers Paradise podcast show. Thank you all once again for tuning in. This week's show is unsponsored. If you're interested in sponsoring a 49ers Paradise podcast show, drop me a line at brian@49ersparadise.cjb.net. Of course, you can also have all of your questions answered by sending me an email to that address or call the show and have your voice played over the air. Dial 415-376-7297. Then dial *747-628-7149. That's a local call from San Francisco, and local numbers are available from throughout the world. Just click the phone link in the top right-hand corner of the 49ers Paradise
main page. I really can't believe it, folks, but this show is the start of the third season of the 49ers Paradise podcast show. Thank you all for your continued support of the show, of the site, and everything. I look forward to another great season. And hopefully more people start calling in and participating in the show. It makes it that much better. I already have some potential people lined up in and around the draft for some calls and some interviews. It should make things very exciting and a whole lot better when this show becomes interactive. So definitely send in your phone calls. Really easy to do. Click the phone link on the main page of 49ers Paradise, and away you go. Really simple, really easy, and a blast by all stretches of the imagination. So that being said, I do want to also draw all of your attention to an imminent deadline that's closing on 49ers Paradise. We're currently undergoing a donation drive, and the magic date for which we're hoping to have the donations achieved by is February 11th. Now, February 11th is approaching pretty quickly. It's just 12 days away, and we are still, you know, just around $400 away from our goal. Every dollar counts, so if any of you can donate anything, it's greatly appreciated. It'll help the site basically stay as advertisement-free as possible for the next year. And, you know, right now we do have funds to continue the site into the, you know, next season, but certainly we don't have enough to keep the site going for the entire year. So please, you know, we've got about half a year done, and we need about another half a year, slightly less than half a year to go. So with those 12 days left, I would really, really appreciate anyone who could, you know, drop the site a couple of bucks and get us to our goal for next season and keep 49ers Paradise a safe place for another year. All right, so 49ers. Not a lot's been going on in terms of player transaction and games, obviously, and especially with the lullaby week leading into the Super Bowl, there really hasn't been that much going on in terms of actual football news. The main thing in 49ers land has been the coaching search and the coaching issues that have been surrounding the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and linebacker/assistant head coach spot. And so I guess the 49ers were pretty set on having Norv Turner return as their offensive coordinator, but he recently interviewed with the Dallas Cowboys and appears to be one of the top candidates for their head coach position. What frustrates me here is that when Turner joined the 49ers, he very much advocated that he would be here for a long time. I have reason to believe that if this was any other job other than Dallas, that statement would probably have held true. Dallas is very close to home for Norv, though, and I think probably always been one of his dreams to coach that team in particular. So this would be a hard thing for him to pass up on if it is offered to him. And that's the type of blow that would have pretty devastating effects to the 49ers, I think, in terms of his mentorship to Alex Smith. I don't think that much will be lost in terms of his play calling and his offensive system, because it sounds like the plan would be to promote longtime veteran coach, wide receiver coach, Jerry Sullivan, to the offensive coordinator position. Now, Sullivan is very qualified in terms of his years of experience, very, very, very underqualified as a coordinator because he spent so much time working specifically as a receivers coach. In fact, he's only been an offensive coordinator for 1 year and was fired that following year. It was in Arizona, so it'll be interesting to see how Sullivan could move in and mature into that offensive coordinator position if that should take place. But quite frankly, I don't want to find out. I think Turner really needs to realize that his role in the NFL is as an offensive coordinator. He does great things in that role, and he really isn't a great head coach. And, you know, as much as the Dallas opportunity may be a great one in terms of it would be his third chance and third crack at being a head coach in the NFL. Many coaches don't get that third chance, let alone a second chance. I think Turner also has to realize he's got Terrell Owens on that team. He has to realize that he doesn't have choice over his offensive coordinator on that team. There are a lot of issues there. Now, obviously, Jerry Jones would be one of them, but probably not one that would bother Turner so much given their past history. So that would be quite an issue. Now, if Turner does go there, Mike Singletary would certainly be a candidate for the defensive coordinator position there. And that could force the 49ers fans to either try and promote him to that position or to the defensive coordinator and lose him as their coach. Now, Singletary has also been interviewed for the head coach position in Dallas, and the advantage to Singletary going there is that we would only lose him, and there would basically be no chance of losing Turner under those circumstances. But that would leave the 49ers in pretty dire straits in terms of how they would fill their defensive coordinator position, which was vacated by Billy Davis after he was fired this season, given that Mike Singletary was a contingency plan. They would then have two very, very large roles to fill, the linebacker coach and the defensive coordinator on the defensive side of the ball. And quite frankly, there aren't a lot of candidates out there with NFL experience and who have been in the NFL for the past couple of years. Now, I do think that our defensive coordinator will eventually be taken in, and I think it'll be taken through the college rankings as opposed to through the NFL ranks. And that college coordinator may have NFL experience, but the bulk of their career, I anticipate, will have been in college. And so one name that certainly comes to mind, and he's pretty accomplished in the 3-4 as well, would be Dwayne Walker. He's an interesting prospect, and I think he's somebody that Nolan will look at because, you know, after all, he's looking for a guy who is established in the 3-4 and who is an established coordinator, not somebody who Nolan is going to have to babysit the defense over. So that would be an interesting get, and certainly somebody that would make up for some of the mishandlings that have been around this coordinator position. But then the team is still left trying to find a linebackers coach, which it's a pretty big spot to fill, especially when you're dealing with a 3-4 defense. So I think the 49ers over the next week or so are going to be faced with a lot of interesting coaching decisions to make. And this is something that I don't think Nolan was expecting when he took the job. Certainly you expect turnover of coaches and you expect to lose coaches, but more so when you're a winning team and a contending team. You know, when the 49ers were contending under Bill Walsh and George Seifert and Mike Holmgren, Mike Shanahan, Dennis Green, Ray Rhodes, etc., 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 were picked up by other teams, it sort of made sense. These were winning coaches coming from a winning system. But, you know, Turner has a good history, obviously, as an offensive coordinator, but Mike McCarthy last year certainly didn't, and, you know, Mike Singletary really isn't coordinator material based on 4 or 5 years of coaching at this level. I don't think he's a coordinator, otherwise Nolan would have made him one. Certainly Nolan knows more about Singletary than any other coach in the league, so if Nolan isn't really believing that Singletary is qualified to be a coordinator yet, why should these other teams really be looking at him? So there's a lot more turnover than I think the 49ers, and Mike Nolan in particular, were expecting when he took this job. And how the 49ers answer that is certainly going to become apparent in the next week, week and a half, I imagine, because I really can't see this meandering past the Super Bowl and into the Pro Bowl. I just think it's too long a time. And that's about it in 49er world. Obviously, free agency and the Pro Bowl is coming up. Walt Harris and Frank Gore both going to the Pro Bowl. Going to be fun to watch them out there. And the Super Bowl is going to be a blast this weekend. It's the Super Bowl. It's always going to be a blast. So that's the 49er news these days. And I will certainly check in again very shortly. So thank you all once again for tuning in. A reminder, please donate to the site. It would be a huge asset. I hate asking for money, but it's the only way to keep the site running year after year. It is a very expensive venture. So thank you all for that, and I look forward to another great season of 49ers football. Thanks for your support. Until next time, take care and have fun.
The 49ers had only just begun.